Good morning. We'd like to see the title of Unpardonable Sin in Mark chapter 3, verses 13 through 35. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those he himself wanted. And they came to him. Then he appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach and to have a power to heal sickness and to cast out demons. Jesus Christ went up to the mountain and called to Jesus Christ those Jesus Christ himself wanted. In John chapter 15, verse 16, it says, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained that you should be my disciples, and that you should bring forth fruit, and your fruit should remain." So Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples to be with him and be sent out to preach and to heal. Right here, Jesus Christ chose me. Jesus is God. God is sovereignty. So Jesus Christ chose 12 disciples. However, each disciple has the power to exercise his own free will. We can find out right here, Simon, to whom he gave the name Peter, James the son of Zebedee, and John the brother of James, to whom he gave the name Boanerges, that is, sons of thunder, Andrew, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Tatius, Simon the Canaanite, and Judas Iscariot, who also betrayed him, and they went into a house. The disciple Peter followed immediately upon Jesus Christ's calling. We read it in other Gospel, Matthew. So, disciple Peter exercised his power over free will to follow Jesus Christ. So we can see Jesus Christ chose each person who followed immediately the Lord Jesus Christ. Right here, they went into a house that probably the house of Peter, located in Capernaum beside the Galilee Sea. Then the multitude came together again so that they could not so much as eat the bread, because Jesus Christ was very busy to minister to them, since many people came together again to the Lord. Therefore, Jesus Christ had no time to eat. But when his own people heard about this, his own people, which meaning Jesus Christ's friends, or relatives, or Jesus Christ's family members, his own people heard about this. So Jesus' relatives, the family members, or friends heard about Jesus Christ was not able to eat, because many people followed the Lord Jesus Christ. They went out to lay hold of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. So they came. came to the Lord Jesus Christ, they went out, lay hold of Jesus Christ, which means they separated the multitude, the many people from the Lord Jesus Christ. So because Jesus Christ might lose their own control, their own mind, you know, sort of insane, you know, abnormal, you know, that kind of like that. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, so came from Jerusalem, the scribes came down to north bounds in Galilee Sea, Capernaum. He has Beelzebub. Beelzebub is Satan's name, Beelzebub. So Beelzebub literally means the king of fly. So this indicates really Satan. He has Satan, or he has the power of Satan. And by the ruler of the demons, he cast out demons. So by the ruler of the demons is Satan. Satan's soldiers are demons, the ruler. So by Satan's power, Jesus Christ cast out the demons. In the last part of Gospel Mark chapter 3, we read it. Jesus Christ casted out Satan, devils. Then you know he got mute because of a possession of a devil. So Jesus Christ cast out devil from the patient. And so the patient was able to speak. So after seeing that healing, scribes responded to the people. The scribes did not accept Jesus Christ as the Lord rather than the instrument of Satan. So he called them to himself and said to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? So Jesus Christ responded to scribes, how can Satan cast out Satan? Because Jesus Christ casted out Satan or devils. So Jesus Christ responded to scribes, how come Satan casted out Satan or demons? It seemed like, you know, illogical, you know, same group, you know, Satan, demons, you know, same group, so they can cast out same group, you know. It's illogical. If a kingdom is divided against itself, so Satan, demon, you know, same kingdom, a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. So if Satan cast out demons, the kingdom of Satan cannot stand. And if a house divided against itself, that house cannot stand. So that's a really illogical for scribes' allegation. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but has an end. So Jesus Christ explained that, you know, the general rule, a kingdom is divided against itself, the kingdom cannot stand. Likewise, a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Equally, Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, the Satan cannot stand, but has an end, no kingdom of Satan existed, because Satan fighting against demons who are the soldiers of Satan. No one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man. This word indicated in order to steal, you know, something in the house, so the robber first of all catches the strongest man in the house, then he could steal, you know, all stuff, all goods. So, which means in order to invade the house of Satan, Jesus Christ should first hold Satan, then he can cast out demons as soldiers of Satan. So this verse 27 implies Jesus Christ has the greater power over Satan, implying Jesus is God, Jesus is Messiah, as the prophets prophesied in the Old Testament. Then Jesus Christ says, verse 28, and then he will plunder his house. He will steal his house, plunder, or he will spoil, you know, his house. So then Jesus warned to scribes, assuredly, verily, I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of man, whatever blasphemies they may urge. So all sins will be forgiven the sons of man. Because Isaiah chapter 53 verse 6, God laid on him, Jesus, the iniquities of us all iniquity are laid upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that, you know, Jesus Christ came on the earth to be dead on the cross with bloodshed to cleanse away our sins, and resurrected third day. We know that. So basically all sins, so if we have repented their own sins, then they accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. His sins shall be forgiven whatsoever by the Lord Jesus Christ. So every sin shall be forgiven, including blasphemy. Blasphemy means slanderous, slanderous. But he who has blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness. Against the Holy Spirit, what does it mean, he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit? In this context, scribes, Jesus Christ, miraculous casting out demon situation. Scribes called Jesus Christ's ministry as Satan's power rather than as Holy Spirit power. Holy Spirit meaning the Spirit of God's power. So this is in the bottom line why, you know, scribes told the people about Jesus Christ casting out demons as the power of Satan. Because scribes did not believe Jesus as Savior or Messiah, as the prophets in the Old Testament prophesied. So bottom line, scribes are unbelievers. So whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ shall have the Holy Spirit in his heart, because the Holy Spirit dwells in each believer. So scribes do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior or a Messiah. So they blaspheme the Lord Jesus Christ, actually against the Spirit of Christ. But it is subjected to eternal condemnation. So Revelation the chapter 20, we can see all unbelievers subject to eternal condemnation upon great white throne judgment, right? Because they said he has an unclean spirit. He, Jesus Christ, has an unclean spirit, which means Jesus Christ as a Savior and Lord. So, yeah, basically. So John chapter 3, 18, he that believes is not condemned. So whoever believes is not condemned, which meaning whoever believes in the Lord Jesus Christ is forgiven. But he that believes not, he that does not believe is condemned already. So unbeliever is condemned, which meaning unbeliever is not forgiven. Unbeliever actually blasphemes against the Holy Spirit or against the Spirit of Christ. So the Romans chapter 3 verse 23 said, all have sinned, which meaning all people have sinned. The wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6, 23. So everybody must believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, otherwise there will be death, meaning spiritual death, eternal death, so eternal judgment. So really just means unbeliever, you know, scribes didn't believe in Jesus as a Savior and Lord. That's why scribes blasphemed against Jesus, who has demonic power or unclean spirit. Then his brothers and his mother came. So it's very similar to verse right here. Which one? Yeah, verse 21. When his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said he's out of his mind. So Jesus Christ was unable to yet. So Jesus' own people, Jesus' friends or relative family members heard about this. So they to separate Jesus Christ from all multitude of people, because Jesus Christ lost his mind, his control, something like that. You know, this is in similar context to them. His brothers and his mother came. At that time, his brothers and his mother didn't believe in Jesus as the Messiah. So that time, but the book of Acts, chapter 1, after Jesus' ascension into the heaven, we discovered his brothers and his mother Mary they believed in Jesus as the Messiah. So because they, you know, prayed, you know, all together to the Lord, you know, according to Jesus' commandment, Jesus' saying, waiting on the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, you should pray, you know, all together. So his brothers and his mother, you know, all together, you know, pray. For God the Father, you know, giving us the Holy Spirit. So then, you know, in chapter 2, Pentecost, you know, the Holy Spirit came upon all, you know, believers. So why at that time, his brothers and his mother didn't believe in Jesus as a Messiah, came and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. So they came from the city of Nazareth and came into Capernaum. So they called Jesus Christ through maybe through disciples or through somebody. So, and a multitude was sitting around him. So many people was sitting around the Lord Jesus Christ, and they said to him, so to deliver a message, delivering guy or messengers said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. So your mother Mary and your brothers are outside seeking you. So this is a physically relationship. A mother and brothers. So, but Jesus answered them, the people saying, who is my mother or my brothers? So Jesus answered, not in blood and flesh relationship, but in spiritual relationship, who is my mother or my brother, which meaning, although Mary is Jesus' physical mother, his younger brothers are, you know, physical brothers. They are not, you know, spiritual, you know, mother and brothers, because they do not believe in Jesus Christ as Messiah. And the Lord, you know. So the First Timothy chapter 2, verse 5 said, there is one God and one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. So only one mediator between God and man is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is a man. Also, Jesus Christ is God. So only one, you know, mediator. So Jesus answered them saying, who is my mother or my brothers? She is not, you know, my spiritual mother. The brothers are not my spiritual brothers. And he looked around in a circle at those who said about him, about Jesus, and said, here are my mother and my brothers. Here are my mother. Because the recent multitude believe in Jesus as a Messiah. So therefore, she's my mother. So here, you know, brothers is my spiritual brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. So Jesus concluded, whoever does the will of God. So because they believe in Jesus as a Savior, so they are obeying, you know, the gospel, God's words. Those are my spiritual brother, my spiritual sister, and mother. So the spiritual brothers and sisters much last longer than physical brothers and mother, because for the physical brother and mother limited to life length alone, but spiritual brothers and mother is forever, you know, because eternal life length. That's why, you know, spiritual brothers and mothers much more important. Colossians chapter 3 verse 11 said, Christ is all and in all. So Christ is all. Finally, unpardonable sin is rejecting Jesus Christ, because every man is a sinner except born-again Christians. And so it is rejecting the work of the Holy Spirit that's unpardonable blasphemy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. You sent us only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. You chose us as believers in your Son as a Savior and Lord during our life. Lord, mortify our fleshly things and fill up with your Spirit in your word. Let us stay in your will. Lord, continually direct us to know you more and more. Bless each of them. In Jesus' name, amen.